This is not the sound of a stream running through the mountains. It's water from a leaking pipe trickling down a stairway. That's not a frog splashing into a lake. It's a piece of sheetrock falling into a puddle on a kitchen floor. And that's not a hiker taking a deep breath of mountain air. It's a homeowner gasping at the sight of a $12,000 water damage repair bill. 40% of homeowners have experienced water damage. Protect your home with the Moen Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. Moen.
What's up, brother?
Not too much. And yourself?
Oh, man, what a crazy week it's been,
Oh,
huh?
My God. That was wild, right?
Dude, it was cool. It was definitely very cool, but it was... We expected this. We can't say we weren't expected. We expected craziness. Maybe not to this extent, but it was... You know, coming from our background, we didn't know when we should release this. We were like, because we just did it, but we're like, with everything going on.
I think we give the audience a little insight of this. So we taped this Larsa Pippen interview that we released a couple days ago. We had released it maybe like a week prior, but it was, we were going to release it essentially the same day as the election or potentially the next day. And then everything kind of got dark with the election. So we were like, okay, do we release it? And if the results come out, I mean, that's obviously going to trump any kind of news we put out on this. So we were like going back and forth, not knowing when to release it. It was kind of like this juggling game of like, we've got this amazing interview, but we don't want to put it out just to like have nobody talk about it. So we waited a couple days.
I was still nervous though when we put it out. Still nervous that we wouldn't get the traction that it deserved. We kind of asked a few people. We didn't like release it, but we asked a few people when we should do it. Some people are like, put it out later. Some people are like, put it out now. We didn't know what to do.
Then we were just like, screw it. We don't want to waste this. Like, let's push it back a couple days. Let's put out Bryce Hall, because we knew the Bryce Hall audience, they weren't going to be so focused on the election at the end of the day. I mean, like, that's the true case of it. We're like, we're going to put up Bryce. That audience is still going to clamor to this interview, and then Larsa can wait a couple days.
It totally worked. We did Bryce, like, that day. Then we start editing right away, and then we put up the Larsa. And again, we still didn't know it was going to hit that hard because of everything that's going on with this election and everything that's going on in this news cycle. And then we went, and we woke up to boom, right away, within an hour, two press articles out. And then it just started to keep going and going.
Here's the other funny part. Two press articles come out. I think it was Just Jared and, like, what was it, Metro or something over in the UK?
No, it was a UK thing. It was Just Jared and something in the UK.
The Sun.
Yes.
The Sun.
The Sun. Yes, it was The Sun.
And then the press just stopped. And it stopped for, like, 5 or 6 hours. To the point I text Adam, I'm like, man, I thought this interview would do better than just two press articles. And then it was like a tsunami of press.
So why do you think it actually did that work like that? And how would you explain the news cycle? Like, what are your thoughts on all this?
My guess is this interview, people didn't want to just write up an article. They wanted to listen to the whole thing. So
gotcha.
You had all these editors who had to sit down and listen to the full interview and then write it up. You know, it wasn't like, let me just be the first one to post. Let me find my angle on it. So I think that's why it had that, like, kind of delay in time there.
Yeah, there were so many parts of it. Like, we reached out. This is how we got the interview. How'd you get this interview? Like, we reached out, and that's all we did. And I think
I got to give Shiraz a huge prop. Shiraz is the one that got us in contact with Larsa Pippen. Shiraz, we had him on the podcast, if you guys remember, a couple weeks back, and he is just a fascinating guy. He's got incredible contacts with people, but he was the one that does Fame by Shiraz.
Yeah.
He put us in contact with her, and next thing you know, we had this massive interview. So shout out to Shiraz. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Shiraz. He's the man. Really good dude. Really interesting. He understands our side as journalists. He understands the paparazzi side. He understands the news cycle. But we just reached out, and that's how we were able to do it. There was nothing, you know, there's nothing that was off limits. You know, we said, hey, we want to talk to you. And I think what we did a good job in is we kind of gave a platform rather than challenge. We questioned. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a difference between challenging and questioning. And I think that's what we did. We questioned. And she was very honest. And I'm getting tons of messages, and everyone is sort of on her side.
I think that's the part. I think people. Listen, I don't trash the Kardashians. You know what I'm saying? I think it's easy to trash the Kardashians because that's what people like to do. I don't hate the Kardashians. We didn't do this interview to like shit on them. Nothing like that. And I even feel like Larsa didn't do it to crap on them. I think she genuinely misses her friendship with Kim, and she's like, her husband is literally like blocking me from a friendship, and I think she was tired of being silenced from it.
Yeah, and I think Larsa's one of those people you see in the tabloids all the time. She's a regular in the Daily Mail and all these, you know, you see all these photos, but you never get to hear her talk. And this is the one time that you get to hear her talk in a long period. And it kind of, well, we always say, humanized her. And it didn't seem like these answers were thought out. Like, it was just kind of speaking from the heart. And she was like, listen, if this is what Kim needs to do to make her family strong and make the people around her feel loved and safe, I understand that and I support that. And she's okay. She's in a good place. But also with this interview, there, you know, now I look back, should we have made it into two different parts? Because there was so much in this interview, from her talking about future, from her talking about a relationship with Scottie Pippen, to the Kim Kardashian stuff, to how she introduced Tristan to Khloe. There was so much. And it was interesting because a lot of the news sites did multiple stories on the one interview. It was,
you know,
crazy.
Daily Mail did about 6 or 7 news.
No way.
Yeah.
Insane.
And then
dude,
we're talking about like the biggest entertainment website on the planet did like 6 different mentions of us and 6 different articles.
That's awesome. But I do want to put out that we did reach out to Jordan Woods. We did reach out to the Kardashians. We did reach out to Kanye. Everyone in that camp. And no one has kind of, you know.
Jordan would be such a good interview.
Such a good interview. I think we do a great job with it. And again, it comes from just understanding a little bit. I think people, again, are curious about her. You know, we heard her on the red tape, the Jada Pinkett Smith thing. But
yeah, the red table talk.
The red table talk. But I think it's one of those things where we could kind of get a better understanding of what it's like being there. As far as a fan and also just a person who enjoys Hollywood.
And we would love to have Chris, Kim, Kylie, any of them. Like, I think people automatically assume that you're against them if you do an interview with someone that, you know, is on the outside of the friendship circle. You know what I'm saying? And that's not the case. Like, I would love to sit down with Kim. And,
but the tough part is for us, we reach out to the people on their team, the agents, the managers, the publicists, and they're quick to say no. And just today, I got in touch with one person we wanted to have on the podcast, and I wrote to them, and I got their direct contact, and they wrote back 3 minutes later and said, I would absolutely love to come on the podcast. And this is someone we've been trying for months to get on the podcast. Yep. And they're not, I don't want to say they're not the biggest thing, but I find them to be a very interesting person, and their team would not say no, would not get back to me. And then I just got in touch with a person like, yeah, I would love to do it. Boom. Just like that. That easy. That quick. That just to show you how much bullshit is in this industry. It's just like, so how many, I feel like a lot of these celebrities or talent are losing opportunities because of the people on their team. So I just want that to be out there. And it's, if I was a talent, I would say come with me with every single opportunity. Even if you think it's a bad idea, even if you think they don't have the budget, even if you think it could work against me. Let me know what it is, because I'd just be curious. Wouldn't you be curious of who wants to talk to you?
Absolutely. Send me everything. Send me everything, and I will be the one to decide if I want to go on that podcast or not. Whatever. Let's get some good vibes into this, because we got Nathan Apodaca coming up, who's Dogface28. He's the guy that went crazy viral on TikTok with his skateboarding video. I know we need to read a comment, though, right?
Yes. We
owe it to our audience to at least read one comment. Let me find this. Hold on. All right, here it is. All right, so from the customer review, these are on from Apple Podcasts, but this one says, from Peace, Love, and Beck. Don't skip this pod. These guys nail it every week. Great commentary, amazing guests, and even better stories. They thank guys? I don't know what that means. Thank you guys.
Okay.
And we also thank guys. Keep up the great work. So peace, love, and Beck, thank you. We love seeing your 5 stars. We appreciate your guys' reviews. They help us out. They help us with the algorithm. It's
so
one
much.
Way to support us because we ask for no money.
Yeah, no, we're not saying. Yeah, the best way you can do support us is leave a good review. Give us a 5-star review. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever we're at, YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube. That's the best way, easiest way. Cheapest way to support us. That's all we ask for. Thank you, guys. Dax, tell us about our guest today.
Yeah, so today's guest is, well, I don't know if everyone knows, but he was a Ohio potato worker. And then his, that Instagram or the TikTok sensation video went out where he was skateboarding, drinking cranberry juice to a Fleetwood Mac song. We got ourselves Nathan Apodaca, otherwise known as Dogface208. Welcome to the podcast, Nathan.
How's it going? I'm just chilling.
You're like in a constant chill state. I love it, dude.
So I got to first say, how did you get the name Dogface? I feel like there would be a lot of Instagram accounts named Dogface, but you were the lucky one to grab it. No, but how did that name come about?
Basically, growing up, my name's Nathan, and people called me Nate for short, and Nate Dogg, the rapper, famous rapper. Growing up, they called me Nate Dogg because of him. When he passed away, I told everybody, don't call me that because, he's a legend. Nobody can just steal somebody's name like that. So they started calling me Dog for short. And then I started taking it in, a little bit too much, I guess. And when they started calling me Dog, I started barking when they would call me Dog. So they kind of stopped that and everything, So I went and started my Instagram and everything, tried to get something going. I looked up Nathan, looked up Nate Dog, looked up everything I could, tried to put it on there, and nothing was coming up. So I put Dog Face. With 2 G's, and that's like basically the thing that got me on there was the 2 G's, I think, and that was on there, and I put 208 because that's where I stay, and yeah.
That's awesome. Man, your life has changed so much over the last couple, well, it's been like, 2 months or something since your big viral video has come out, so for people that may not know Nathan's name, you definitely know his viral video that has been freaking everywhere as him skateboarding down the street with your Ocean Spray cranberry just sipping away, and I mean, and Fleetwood Mac playing in the background. But that video, I swear, TikTok should be thanking you because that was probably the biggest TikTok video I have seen in a very, very long time. Are they on really good terms with you right now?
As of now, that's what I hear, that they are. They don't talk to me directly, but yeah, we are on talking terms, in a way. And they show me, as much love and respect as they do other creators, not in a way that I see, but yeah, I'm in their eyes, I'm in the spotlight in their way. So they are putting me and my content out there more. So I am blessed by that, So, yeah.
So pin me back to the picture how that video started. Your truck broke down, and then you're just still in a good mood and just drinking cranberry juice. Like, how'd that all go down?
Always in a good mood, And yeah, like I said, it wasn't like it just barely happened. My truck always shorts out all the time. It's just like something in the battery that just goes out. I'll be turning, and then it'll just shut off, Sometimes I'm lucky, and it'll just start back up. Or it'll just click, and then that's when I need to jump. This day it clicked, and I was like, man, I ain't gonna wait and try to flag somebody down. My work's right down the way, I'll just get on my board and just take off and see what's up. And yeah, I started going, and then I always need to put out content. If you see my videos or follow me, I put out 4 to 5 videos a day, or sometimes more, just back-to-back content, I got that from Gary Vee. He always says post content no matter what. You're not doing it for yourself. As much as you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your followers, and your soldiers is what I call them, my 420 soldiers. So yeah, I was out there trying to put out content for them. I found Dreams, luckily, inside my top favorite list, so it came in. That was the best one that vibed. Like I said, I seen the road going down, I'm on my longboard, I figured, it's the best way to coast down, and I wasn't gonna leave my juice up there and then end up climbing back up the hill to go grab it, so I carried it down with me, and then it just, everything just happened quick, It was just perfect. And I did it one take, and yeah, it was just amazing.
That's so funny. So when you post this video, what was the moment you were like, damn, this thing is getting a lot of traction? Like, there's a lot of people watching this. Like, how did that all happen?
I basically, like I said, after I posted it, after an hour, it got 100,000 views. And then most of my videos do fluctuate to that, at times. So then I really didn't think of it that much. And then I go to lunch or go to work, come back at lunch, which is like 3 hours altogether. After that, it was at 400 and something thousand. I showed my lady because we worked together and she looked at it and she's like, wow, this might actually hit a million in a day. Have you done that before? And I'm like, no, it usually takes at least 2 days, you know, to hit a million. Usually on any of my other videos when they get lucky. And so, yeah, we go back to work, come back out. I think it was third break or something like that. And it was already at a million or something like that. It took 7 hours to hit a million. And then I was like, wow, that's amazing because it's the first day, you know, and everything. And it's already at a million. Then after that, it just kind of just started going and going. And I can't even remember the numbers really. But like I said, it was, I think it was at 7 or 8 after that first day or something like that. 7 or 8 million.
Do you know what it's, do you know what it's at right now?
Right now it's at 69 or 70 million on my account. And then on Twitter, I think it's way more than that. I'm not sure. But Twitter, after Fleetwood Mac retweeted it and everything, that's when it blew up, basically. So there's much thanks to them, you know what I mean? As much as me playing the song and everything, it just, it goes both ways, you know? It's just awesome.
So, because TikTok is weird. Like, I know from our TikTok, the videos don't pick up until, like, hours later, which is, I don't understand how that works or the algorithm. Is pretty insane. But you still, you work at a potato farm, correct?
Potato warehouse, yeah.
Are you still working there right now?
Right now, no, I took time off. You know, they got me on hold. They said if stuff don't work out with what's going on here with everything, you know, then I'm welcome to come back. So yeah, it's an open door.
Wow, that's very cool. So what are you doing now? Like, what's the deal with you?
I got a lot of things coming in line, you know. I'm hopefully signing up with Sector 9 and getting something going with them, and we'll be getting some things in the stores. We already have a store we're talking to, so hopefully that pans out. I got a game with Cheech and Chong. I got a clothing line coming out with Burner Cookies, if you guys are familiar with them. I can't wait for that because I seen the clothing that we both approved on and everything. It's just, it's amazing, you know what I mean? And I have clothing line with Cheech and Chong as well. Some merch out with them. Also, I have my own merch going out right now. You know, it's just... And then also, I'll be doing the promos for artists. And sometimes I'll be doing it for artists or just commercials, you know what I mean? And most of the time, I'm just still doing videos by myself that I choose from. If you see it, I think the past 4 or 5 videos I've done have been basically my own choices and everything, you know?
Why do you think this video did so well? Why do you think it just hit, it connected with an audience?
Mainly because everybody was just seeing everything negative online. Everything around was online. And the day we live in now, you know, is social media, you know, based and everything. So everybody was already glued to their phone and they just seen everything negative, what I think, you know, and then they got a bright sunshine somewhere, you know, that they seen, you know, somebody smiling, just relaxing, doing their own thing, you know, vibing out. And they all caught a hold of it, you know what I mean? And luckily, somebody said, I'm going to share this with somebody. And after that, they shared it with them. And then, you know what I mean? It was just a snowball effect.
But why do you think people are gravitating towards you? Because it's not just that video. It's easy to have 70 million views on a video, but you've got a lot of followers. You got 3 million followers on Instagram. You got almost 6 million fans on TikTok. So what is it, do you think, that people are gravitating towards you?
Mainly, I think it's just the chill vibes. You know, that's what they say in the comments. It's always just how I'm easygoing and relaxing, you know, and it's just, you know, life's too short to live angry. You know what I mean? That's the way I see it. You know what I mean? I'm a new age hippie. I see it. You know, it's just life is beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, and also, I think you have one. The first time I saw the video, I'm going to be honest with you, I thought the video was great, obviously. And I've seen your stuff before. This wasn't the first video I've seen of your stuff. You were sort of known in that world. You had a following. Somehow your videos would pop in on my feed. But I loved your tattoo on your head. I thought it was a dope tattoo. You got this feather tattoo in your head. I was like, dude, that's a cool-ass tattoo, man. So it's like, are people asking you to kind of ink you now or kind of like ask you about the tattoo?
Yeah, there's a lot of people offering to ink me up, you know what I mean? I'm going to get something on this side, you know, to represent my dad's Mexican side. And I've had multiple offers of people just wanting to ink me up for free, you know what I mean? And I'm going to take advantage of that as soon as I can, you know? But, and yeah, it's just awesome that, because the caliber of the people that are asking is just, you know, beyond any type of money that I could ever go out and pay, you know? and everything. And it's just awesome that they want to even ink me up, you know. And hopefully I can get to that at some time. But yeah, definitely going to get some new ink sometime.
Who's the coolest person that you've come into contact with now? Because I see you hanging out with Snoop Dogg. I see you hanging out with Cheech and Chong, Wiz Khalifa. Like, so who is the person that reached out that you're like, holy shit, like, my life, this is insane?
With me, I don't know. It just goes back and forth with everybody. Like you just said, with Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa and everybody, you know. But just to get to sit down and talk with Burner from, you know, Cookies and everything. And then, you know, with G-Eazy, you know, just sitting there and just talking with them, you know, chatting it up like normal, like, you know, because we are all just regular, normal human people, you know what I mean? It's just awesome just kicking it with them, you know, and just chatting it up. Like I said, I got to bring my family with me, and that's what was most humbling to them, you know, or to me from them, was that they let me bring my family and everything, and we just all just chilled for, you know, for a good hour or so or whatever it was, and just talked, you know what I mean? It was just awesome.
How long after you posted this video did Ocean Spray reach out to you? How long did it take them to get in touch with you?
It was quick. It was within, I'm going to say within 3 weeks or so. You know, they surprised me. Like I said, over here, they didn't even tell me anything. You know, it was my daughter surprising me in a way too, because how they got to it and how they gave me the truck and everything. It was crazy, you know, and it was almost instant, you know. It was just quick and just amazing. And It just struck me as weird, because I didn't put two and two together when I seen the truck. You know, I just seen a truck full of juice. So I was like, all right, one of these guys, you know, big CEOs brought his truck full of juice. They're going to leave it. And then, yeah. And then I looked at the signs, and then it said, congratulations, Nathan, on your new truck, whatever. And I'm just like, okay, wow, what? And then, yeah, it was crazy.
I mean,
you know what's wild, Adam, is to think how much this video has helped out multiple different groups. Like, Fleetwood Mac's song went to the top of the charts because of Nathan. Ocean Spray, I'm sure their sales went up because I just saw the amount of people that were buying Ocean Spray cranberry juice just to redo your video.
Oh, yeah.
Then, like, Nathan's life has changed. I'm like, this video really, it's amazing the power of social media when you get a viral video that really takes off. It's pretty cool.
Exactly.
That was the thing, is Ocean Spray. It's like, I'm just thinking in your mind, you open, you know, you come outside and like, oh, thanks for all the bottles of cranberry juice. It's like, oh, that's cool and all, but guys, like, it's going to take me 8 months for me to drink all this stuff. Like, it's great, but I'm going to be a diabetic by the time I finish this stuff. Like, oh, okay, the truck, you know? So is this now a long-term relationship with you in Ocean Spray? Are they asking you to do more stuff for them? Where do you guys stand now?
I hope, you know what I mean? I haven't heard anything from them since this, you know, just some good, like, little comments and stuff on TikTok and everything, you know, and some shares on TikTok, you know, from my video and stuff like that, you know. But I definitely want to work with them, you know what I mean? And that would definitely help me out in my situation and everything, and trying to get promos and commercials that I need, you know,
yeah,
in my life. So yeah, that would be awesome, you know, and definitely throwing that out there is as good as anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna ask you mentioned commercial. I saw you in the TikTok commercial, because they were playing it, I think it was during like the NBA finals or something like that. They kept playing the TikTok commercial. When TikTok uses those videos, do they pay the creators to be in a commercial?
In a way, yeah, I guess. They got a hold of my management before me, so they went through that. And like I said, it's just funny to me because, yeah, like I said, you said TikTok and me, do we conversate and this and that? Like I said, with me and TikTok, we don't, you know, and I don't know if it's because of the way I look or what, if I intimidate them or whatever, but yeah, they went straight to management. Like I said, I got word from people that, you know, my friends and family that, dude, I just seen you on a commercial on NBA Finals, you know, and I'm just like, what? And then, so I was like, okay, that's cool, you know, and I was like, am I really on a commercial right now, you know? And then I went and did my investigation, and then, yep, I found out through there, and then I text my people, and then I was like, they're like, oh, yeah, you are, blah, 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 congratulations, this and this, and I was like, okay, well, thanks for telling me, you know, that's awesome, you know, I can find out about day of, you know, and it was just amazing, though, still blessed by, no doubt, on the World Series, too, you know, I actually got to see it finally when I was doing the shoot with Snoop. We were watching the World Series at the same time that we were doing the Snoop video. And yeah, it it came on, and that was the first time I got to see it live. So it was crazy.
You're filming with Snoop watching yourself on a commercial. Exactly. That's pretty insane, dude. I love that. Is it also weird to say management?
Right.
Like, you exactly. probably never thought you were going to have a management team, right?
Definitely not last 2 months ago. You know what I mean? I was in a warehouse, you know what I mean? A potato warehouse. You know, it's just, it's crazy. Yeah. I just didn't ever think I'd be able to say that. You know, I got management.
What did you do in the potato warehouse, by the way?
Everything.
What was your job?
I stacked bags, you know what I mean? I did the controls. It's everything and anything that they needed over there, I could do it, you know what I mean? It was just, I was everywhere in that warehouse. I've been there since 2000, you know, off and on. 2000, 2013, then I took a little break to do Wildland. But then I was, like I said, I've still been there since 2000 to 2000 now, you know. It's just insane.
My buddy owns a brand. My buddy Chris Kanick, shout out to him, owns a company called Smart Cup. And I know they did a little thing with you. You did something to the Rocky music. You went on the board and kind of sang the Rocky song there. Are other brands hitting you up, asking you to make videos for them now?
Yeah, you know, some of them are. And then I'm having to turn some of them down because a lot of them are like, do the skateboard and go down and do the video just like he did the video, you know? And I'm like, well, it's kind of getting played out, you know, and everybody's kind of getting tired of seeing it. If they want it, you know, they should just let me do my creative thing, you know, and just give me the promo they want, the song they want, you know, or whatever it is, whatever the concept is, and just let me run with it. If they don't like it, then they could tell me no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of me saying, I'm not going to go out there and do the same thing and repeat it because it's going to make your company look bad and make me look bad, you know? But, you know, my creative juices, they flow, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm more than just a skateboarder. I can do more than just anything, you know what I mean? I put my mind to it, I can do it, you know what I mean? So
that's
to
awesome.
Everybody else that wants to do anything, you know, just shoot me what you got, and I can run with it with my mind and figure something out, you know what I mean?
I heard you say that you were trying to get a house. How close are we to getting that down payment on the house?
I'm so close, like beyond down payment, you know? It's just like I talked to somebody yesterday to where if they say I can get it today, then I'm approved and everything, then I'm basically going to be ready to move in. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, dude.
It's like, that's yeah, so awesome. It's insane. I told my mom yesterday, she's happy for me. It's crazy. Like I said, in less than 2 months, because on the 25th, it'll be 2 months. So it's been less than 2 months and I'm already going to be blessed to get a house. You know what I mean? It's insane.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's so cool. You know, on TikTok, a lot of the big TikTok stars make money because musicians, up-and-coming musicians or successful musicians will hit them up and say, hey, can you create a dance to my new song? Are musicians hitting you up besides brands to say, hey, can you dance to our song? Can you groove? Can you do something to our song? Is that very popular for you? Or
they are at times. And like I said, in a way, I try to keep it most genuine, you know, and the TikTok trends are dances that you see. They usually just start from somebody else, and then the creator or whoever the artist is will see that, and then they'll just ask somebody, you know what I mean? So most of the time, it's not the creator that just starts it. It's just a trend that gets started from somebody else or somewhere. But yeah, there is some people that do just straight up choreograph a dance for an artist, and I'm, like I said, I'm all around. I'll do whatever, you know, I can make up a dance for anything.
Do you ever feel silly dancing out in the streets? Because I always think, like, I start to film a TikTok and I'm like, oh, this is so awkward. I'm like,
yeah,
dancing
but Dax,
around.
You're a terrible
people
dancer, dude.
Me.
You gotta see this guy dance. This guy's good. Like, he's cool.
He's a good dancer.
Always, you know what I mean? But like I said, that's the beauty of TikTok. That's the beauty of social media. It challenges yourself, you know what I mean? And like I tell my daughter and everybody, just get loose before the video starts, you know what I mean? Shake yourself off before it starts so you're not all stiff. Even if you're in public, just block them out for the good 15, 30 seconds because that's all it takes to make a good video. And then you'll have people with good, you know, good reactions because you're actually doing it without no care. And it's just, after a while, you'll just be like, you know, it just gets old. You'll just get over it. And
how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 15, my oldest. And my youngest is 12. And yeah, like I said, we're all just starting to break out of our shells even more and more. You know what I mean? It's just awesome. You know, social media is a good tool and a good way to break out of your shell. You know what I mean? It's slowly graduate out of from where you've been, you know?
So is your daughter just like, oh my God, my dad is super famous like overnight, basically, because that's like the prime age. 15 is like the TikTok age. So I gotta imagine she is probably loving life right now that her dad's super cool.
I guess you can ask her herself. She's right here, but yeah. You
know, yeah, bring her over. Let's hear what she has to say.
She says, no, she's good. Yeah, you know, in a way, like I said, in the beginning, at first, you know, they started getting stuff from their friends and everything, you know, but after everybody started catching on, you know, and yeah, now it's nothing but good things, and I hear nothing good things from them, you know, so yeah, it's blessed. I'm blessed.
That's awesome.
There's obviously a lot of momentum with your career right now. You know, you're on a wave right now. The excitement, the energy, the people around you. You know, obviously people still love the song and the video, and you've done other videos since that have been successful. What is your strategy to keep the momentum going with all this?
Just like Gary Vee says, you know what I mean? Put out content, you know what I mean? No matter what, don't hold off on the gas, you know? Keep it going. Gas them up, you know? Give them what they want. They want to see your face and they want to see content. Give it to them, you know? And basically that's what it is. And that's what's been working. You know, Gary Vee's a good influential speaker or whatever, you know what I mean? I always get mixed up when I say that, but yeah. And just listen and feel what you want to do, you know, because usually you hear it and see whatever you want in your heart before you can just do it and just follow through with it, you know?
For sure.
What's one star that you would like to work with or meet?
On TikTok or like just general?
Just in life.
I wouldn't mind doing a TikTok or anything like that with DMX, you know what I mean? Like his music growing up has always helped me in ways, you know, just him being a God-fearing man and everything as well, and a hard thug as well, you know, and it's just, he's just someone that I always looked up to, you know, and that'd be cool to just do something with him.
You recently proposed to your fiance. Congratulations, buddy.
Congrats.
Yeah, how'd that all go down?
It's awesome. I have a video, you know, everybody's asking me and begging me to release it on my YouTube and everything. I want it and everything, but me, I'm not no cameraman, you know, so it looks funky. You can't see our faces. And then, yeah, then I try singing on it and then my voice is all cracked up. And it's funny, you know, but I loved it, you know what I mean? It's just something that
well,
I
walk us through. Hold on.
Do.
Walk us through the whole thing. Okay, so tell us what went down.
I've always had, you know, in my mind what I wanted to do, you know, for someone special. And when I married her, I wanted to play, you know, the wedding singers Grow Old With You, you know. I want to make you smile, you know, na-na-na-na.
Sure.
And so in my mind, I always wanted to sing that to my soon-to-be wife or whatever, you know. And my lady speaks, you know, fluent Spanish. She can speak some English, you know, and I barely speak, you know, fluent Spanish myself. But you know what I mean? So there's some there, you know what I mean? So I really couldn't do it the way I wanted to, but on YouTube, there is one where it's kind of like the lyrics to it is in Spanish. So I kind of sat there with her like that and I got to try to sing it. So I'm sitting there trying to sing it in Spanish and then she takes off and starts helping me. And then, yeah, she kind of just goes from there. Then I take it off in English and then she's still not thinking about what's going on. But yeah, then after that, we get up and then I tell her, you know, like I told you, this is going to be forever. She's like, yeah. She's like, okay. And then she starts looking at me and I get down to my knee and pull it out. And there's a guy walking by that was in the hotel because I did it right outside the elevator. And yeah, it's just crazy. And then she says, yeah. And then we sit there and talk for a good, I think it's about a minute or so. And then I kind of show her, you know, there's a camera. And then she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, she didn't even know. So yeah, it's just crazy. You know what I mean? But yeah.
That's awesome. So do you guys have, I know obviously you just got engaged, but do you have any plans for like a wedding day? Is this next year? Is this?
I don't know. You know, we plan on doing it soon. She said something in December is what she wants to do, but we're still talking about it. And yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? I just want to get something going, you know, because I'm 38 years old, you know, and I'm in love. So yeah. Who knows, you know, it could be real quick, but then again, you know, who knows?
My big question, are you going
to
play
wedding? Dude, I think they owe you. I think Mick Fleetwood, they should perform this at the wedding.
She just said the same thing yesterday. She was talking about the same exact thing you guys just said, and she said what you said as well. Yeah, she's like, are we going to dance to it? And I was like, most likely. And she's like, oh, but you think they'd go play at it? And I was like, Yeah, right. But I was like, you know, I was like, you never know, but that'd be awesome. You know, we can have it.
Hey, put it out there. Exactly, say it right now. Be like, it would be really cool if Fleetwood Mac played at my wedding.
Fleetwood Mac played at a wedding. You know what I mean? That dream come true. You know what I mean?
I think you paid them enough in streams of that song. I mean, the streams went crazy for that song. They made a lot of money off that song in 2 weeks that they weren't expecting. At least the return on investment, you know, kind of throw them a bone a little bit. You gave them a commercial.
Yeah, let's get a commercial.
Can you imagine, though?
You know, put something that's good. I ain't scared to work, like I said. I'll put out work, and yeah, they can throw whatever they want in my bank. You know what I mean? I'm a working man. Whatever you want, Fleetwood Mac, I got you. You know what I mean?
No, I'm telling you, I don't think it's that far off to think that they wouldn't perform at your wedding. I really think that you've done them a huge service, and I think that they would do it even just for the TikTok video. Like, the two, like the world's kind of coming together.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be pretty epic.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're putting it out there. Nathan wants Fleetwood Mac at his wedding performing.
Believe
and
that.
You guys owe it to him.
Believe that.
Yeah. Well, dude, brother, I appreciate you coming on. I think you got a good attitude. You got good vibes, man. And it's just you did something at the right time, with the right tone, the right voice. And I think people kind of it's fun to kind of hang with you on this journey. You know, it's just good vibes. And I wish you nothing but continued success. And I think there's going to be a lot to come. I'm excited to see what's next from you.
Absolutely. And I also want to ask you about your dog face merch, because you had mentioned it earlier, but where can people find that?
Go online. It's at www.dogfacemerch.com, or you can go to my bio and my IG and my TikTok, and then just click on the link and it'll take you right there.
Now, is this the stuff that you're just doing by yourself, and then you're still going to have the clothing line going out with Cheech and Chong?
Yeah, I have all that going with them on the side, basically, and I have my merch going right now, and we have some new lineups coming up soon. So as soon as we get through this little segment, or you know what we have on this side, we're gonna be coming out with some new plus some old.
They had, awesome. Dax, they had a Halloween costume. Yeah. They have Halloween costumes on him. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, okay, so that's a question. Are you flattered, or are you like, hey, throw me a bone here? Like,
yeah,
you're using my likeness.
Yeah, we had our own, you know, and so ours did well, you know, before. And but then again, you know, it's just so simple that anybody can do it, you know. But yeah, it's just a blessing that
just
people
go get
out
a skateboard and a cranberry bottle.
It's a blessing that people went out and purchased it when they did, you know.
Dude, he's a talented guy. He's a good dancer. He's got a good attitude. He's a good skateboarder. Like, you are an athlete, my friend, and you are definitely an athlete.
That's what's up.
Awesome, dude. Well, congratulations, honestly, on everything, on the success, your engagement, this possible home purchase in the next couple days. We're really excited for you. I think it's fun to see someone that's relatable out there, like that's just kind of essentially winning the social media lottery. Right. And I think it's an exciting journey to see you go down. So congrats.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Nice guy, man.
Super nice.
Good guy alert. Good guy alert.
You know what's funny was going into this interview, I wasn't really sure what we were going to get. But he's so smiley and so nice that, like, he made me feel good.
Oh, he totally did. Honestly, I feel good right now. Like, he's got good vibes. The best way to say it is just good vibes. Like, he's a nice guy. He's happy. And you're, like, excited for him, you know? And he's just handling it very well and just, like, yeah, guys, I could keep skateboarding with a song if you want to pay me, but I could also be more creative for you. Like, let me do more stuff. Like, It's cool. I think he's a good guy, man. And again, it's crazy because I saw him on social on TikTok. He came on my feed before the Cranberry song, and I was like, "Oh, this guy's cool.
The
like
cranberry
he's
song.
He's a great dancer." Yeah, the Cranberry song.
That's what he should do. So he should get up with the Cranberries. He should do a Cranberry song. Bring that thing back.
Yeah. I don't know if Ocean Spray has that much money, man. They were like, "Dude, we bought you a truck.
No, I'm
what else can
the
we
band
do for
the
you?
Cranberries?"
I know. I like them, actually. But
Zombie.
I was thinking about that. Like, he came out of the car. Like, when he was telling the story, like, he came out, he was surprised. Like, oh, great. 30 bottles of cranberry juice. Where am I supposed to keep this in my trailer? And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, the truck. Okay, now it's cool. Yeah. You know? It's a smart move for everyone. Everyone made out. It was a great campaign for Ocean Spray that they weren't expecting, but it was also profitable for them. good for everyone. Good for, and I mean, congrats to him. Good guy.
I love seeing like a happy story. And I think, honestly, I think that's why people like him so much, because of the positivity. It reminds me of like DJ Khaled, where it's like everything's happy, everything's positive, and we really need it right now because social media is so dark. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I actually think he's even more positive. I get a better vibe from him than DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
You know, like it's DJ Khaled. Yeah, he's positive because he's in a Maybach. You know, like, yeah, of course. I would be the same exact way too. But, you know, this guy's in a trailer and he's still just hanging
loving
out. He's cool.
Life.
He works. He's a
I want to see him get that house. I want to see him. I don't know. It's just fun. Whatever. I like seeing people succeed.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. Thank you. Like and subscribe our podcast. That's the best way you could do to support us. We're on YouTube. We're on TikTok. You know, just subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. That's the only thing we ask for to support us. You can find me at Adam Glynn, GLYN. You can find Dax Holt at DAXHOLT. And we'll see you guys later.
A Huda Media Production.